Shadow Breakers, Day 5. Guilt. Sometimes we feel guilty. That sense of having committed an offense or violated a law. Sometimes that guilty feeling is because we have indeed caused offense or done wrong. Other times, we have a perceived sense of guilt that says we've done wrong, even though we've tried to do what is right and best. Either way, guilt can feel both confusing and condemning. Divorce is messy. And I don't just mean the legal process of it all. From making the decision to walking through all of the emotions and factors associated with that decision to actually carrying that decision out, it's muddy. There are rarely any clear-cut routes in the decision-making process. And it's in that muddiness where we prayerfully attempt to make the best and right decisions. When those decisions lead to divorce, we can feel as though we've let God and others down, and guilt and condemnation creeps in. In those times, we need to know that just because we didn't live up to God's ideal of a forever marriage, it doesn't mean that God loves us any less. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, remember? Romans 8:1 tells us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This verse comes right after Paul's expression of the inner conflict between his flesh and the spirit. He wrestles with the good that he wants to do and the evil he keeps on doing, and concludes that it is Christ that redeems him. So, are you in Christ Jesus? Have you attempted to the best of your ability to do what's right and best, considering your circumstances, in accordance with God's character? If you've offended, have you sought and received forgiveness? Are you walking in the Spirit? If so, then lay aside the judgment you've heaped on yourself. God is love, and God loves you. When we've done wrong, yes, we should confess it and ask for forgiveness from both those we've wronged and from God. Then receive God's forgiveness. See 1 John 1:9. When we've earnestly attempted to make the best decision possible out of a messy situation, trust God's redeeming love and grace. Don't let feelings of guilt cloud out the reality of God's love and care for you. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Today's promise is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.